There goes the full-time whistle, and Donegal, as underdogs, are still Ulster champions and will return to the Northern Province showpiece once again into another Ulster final. They have defeated Tyrone today with a magnificent performance. Tyrone will be disappointed with how they performed here today at Breffni Park, but full credit to Declan Boner's men for the performance that they put in today, and in particular if we go back to that opening 10 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, and really the tone for the game was set very early on, particularly by Jamie Brennan, getting the goal, getting the 3 points on the board. But this was a fantastic all-round team performance from Donegal, right out from the full back line, right through the team. And you have to give great credit to Declan Boner and his management team. They were set up, they got their tactics, they got their matchups right on the day. And, you know, Donegal were superior in nearly all positions on the field throughout the game. And okay, it's only ended up a 4-point game, but I don't think the scoreline did Donegal justice to the superiority on the field of play today. They showed more hunger, they showed more aggression to win the ball, and they showed a great desire to win, along with an awful lot of skill. And putting 116 on the board is a fantastic score.
Yeah, 1-9-5 at half time. Jimmy Brennan had that goal. Michael Murphy chipped in, I think it was 4 points in the first half. Nobody here, I don't think nobody in the Northwest or in the Gaelic Games world, in the entire country, had predicted Donegal would be leading by 7 points after 35 minutes of football.
Absolutely not. It was hard to see where it was coming from. And you know, we spoke before the game that Donegal hadn't taken down a big gun in a couple of years, you know, since Monaghan, which coincidentally was here at this Breffni Park grounds 2 years ago. And they come up here today, they put in a massive performance to take down Tyrone, who have massive aspirations of winning an All-Ireland this year, and this is a major dent to Tyrone and their aspirations to go on and win an All-Ireland. But on the other flip side of that, Donegal can take great encouragement out of this. They're going to garner such self-confidence out of it, particularly the young fellas who really, really came good today with some fantastic performances all the whole way through the field. See, Sean Patton is coming over to probably get man of the match. Yeah. Made a few great saves. It could have gone to a number of Donegal players. Stephen McMenamin, we mentioned. Jamie Brennan, brilliant. Michael Murphy was phenomenal, in my opinion, again today. So, you know, there were so many players from Donegal that you could have picked for man of the match today.
Listen, I spoke to Declan Boner before this game about the evolution of Donegal football.
Yeah.
There was always the talk of Patrick McBertie, always the talk of Ryan McHugh, always the talk of Michael Murphy. And it was about the other players, particularly in that front six, that needed to step up to the mark, and in their evolution this was the stage for them to do it, and they answered that today.
100% they answered it, you know, and this is, they are going to get so much confidence out of this today, because you need to perform on the big stage. This is the big stage, and the young fellas really did well today. We mentioned them, Stephen McMenamin, we mentioned, you know, Ryan McHugh again had a fantastic game today, probably one of his better games in a long time, really did well. Owen Van Gallagher was simply outstanding, driving at their own defence all day, running through lines of Tyrone defenders. It was impossible to see how he could come through at these times. Owen McHugh came in and done very well. As did his replacement, Kieran Thompson, when he came in, had a really good second half. You know, so these players now have stood up to the level where the question mark was there. Can they come to that level? Can they play against the top six teams? They proved today they can, and they're going to take an awful lot away from Breffni Park today in that respect.
What a performance by Donegal. They're now back into an Ulster final. They played as Ulster champions today, and they'll be seen now as favourites to retain that trophy, no matter who comes out of the other side of the semi-final replay tomorrow, Brendan.
Yeah, and you know, that creates a different dynamic leading up to the final. You know, coming up to the last couple of weeks, everyone was making Tyrone out that they were hot favourites coming into this game. It's a different situation going into the Ulster final. They're coming up against, you know, with the exciting game between Cavan and Armagh last week. So Donegal are definitely going to be going in, and particularly after that performance today, going in hot favourites into an Ulster final. So that creates its own issues for management to deal with, but I'm sure, listen, with the experience that's in this Donegal team, that they'll handle that well, you know. And, you know, Donegal are so lucky to have players of the calibre of Paddy McGrath, Neil McGree, Michael Murphy, Frank McGlynn, Leo McClune. They are fantastic, you know, them elderly players. I'm not including Patrick McBrearty because he's in the middle of them, and, you know,
yeah.
But these lads lead this out. They lead it out of training every night, and they led it out there today. There were, you know, Neil McGee was superb, solid as a rock at fullback. Paddy McGrath, he just keeps turning up everywhere and breaking lines, and, you know, so they're the lads that will bring the younger fellas back down to earth over the next few nights of training to get ready for the big challenge that lies ahead in an Ulster final in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, what a day we've had here at Breffni Park in Cavan for this Super Saturday. doubleheader, Ulster Championship. The day opened with the ladies beating their neighbours Tyrone by 4 points to progress through to the Ulster semi-final. And then part two of the story today was a Donegal double, and it was the senior men's as the underdogs against the beaten All-Ireland finalists, putting in a storming performance, and in particular in that first half, to take victory here this evening on a final scoreline of 116 to 15.